as you rise, and you know they're going with to every ball there.
Now, standing game, you might replace over this place.
Yeah, good day at the office there. You know, she popped up with a very much needed point, which we really, really needed it.
This is Come On Kind with Martin Quilty and Anya Fahey.
Good evening, everybody. Welcome once again into the studios here in KCLR for Come On Kind. This is season 6, episode number 6 as well. Hard to believe it already. We're 6 episodes in, and we had a fairly busy weekend of camogie with no less than 4 teams out in action over the weekend. And to delve through the whole lot of it, I am joined as always by my wonderful co-host, Mrs. Anya Farrell. How are you, Anya?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I am not too bad at all, apart from getting insulted the minute I walked inside the door. But anyway, that'll be for another episode. We have a lot to discuss as well tonight. We have Shem Kelly, the intermediate manager, coming up because the intermediates was out against Clare at the weekend. We have David Marr coming on for the minor manager. He was part of the team that was playing Tipperary in the minor championship first round on the weekend. And we have Canis Brennan coming on later on as well to discuss all things under 16, because there wasn't just one team out, there was 2 teams out over the weekend, and we'll find out how they got on as well. But first of all, we are going to turn our attention to Division 2B in the very Ireland Camogie League. And as I said before, we're going to chat with Seamus Kelly, and he joins me right now on the phone line. Seamus, how are you?
All good, Mark. Now yourself?
Sure, we are all good. Thank you very much. It has been a busy couple of weeks for ourselves. It's hard to believe it. We're 6 weeks nearly into the season already, but things are progressing along nicely. And for yourselves as well, I suppose, I won't say it was a must-win game at the weekend, but it really was a must-win game at the weekend, because we didn't want to be staring in the face of relegation for yourselves. But look, first win on the board against Clare. It's always good to get the first victory. How do you think the match went?
Yeah, no, look, obviously, we went down with the intention to win. You know, I suppose after playing 4 games, only when I won out of 4, you know, we had to make sure we came out with some sort of result. But look, it was a very tough game down there. I suppose you can see from the weather today and over the weekend that the conditions have been quite challenging. You know, it was cold down in Clare. Pitch was very soft, and a bit cut up too, you know, so it made for a real, real battle of a game. In fairness to Clare, they're a very good side. You can see how they went on and won the junior hurling last year, even though a few of the girls are going up to the senior, they're still quite strong. You know, they're good hurlers, they're good on the ball, you know, but in fairness to our girls, like, everything Clare threw at them, we were able to kind of, you know, hold our own and kind of go with that result in the end.
Myself and Anya was discussing it here last weekend as well. I mean, for yourself, it's probably, I suppose, you couldn't play your full team out with the first couple of games because of colleges, Ashbourne girls injured. Do you think now that you're starting to find your best girls going into the last couple of games, because obviously the Clare one was important, but now we have another one to come against Tipperary at the weekend as well?
Yeah, no, look, over the past few weeks, you know what I mean, since both colleges had ended, we can kind of settle things down and kind of settle down on the panel, we started to find our feet, and I suppose that's a, you know, that comes from the result there against Clare, but I suppose even against Cork as well, you know, we ended up against a good Cork side there, we had our kind of found our feet there as well. But say in the last 2-3 weeks now, we're really starting to, you know, get ourselves going, and you know, and the result there on Saturday was probably the first step going, knowing that we're going in the right direction anyway. But yeah, no, look, we're slowly but surely getting ourselves on the right road, and obviously for us now, you know, we've the game to focus on Saturday against Tipperary, and then after that then we've, you know, a nice run in the championship to get ourselves ready for that as well. So look, we're on the bad spot for the time here anyway.
Because I'm just looking, we actually have tables at long last. I suppose in the way when you look at it, yourself and Clare on the same amount of points at the minute, they have a slightly better score than average. The game against Tipperary is obviously going to be important for yourselves as well, but I suppose on the other hand, it's a bit of a milestone because you're getting to play at home, but that game is also going to be at UPMC Nolan Park as well on Saturday, which is going to be great for all of these players and the girls themselves. So a little bit of extra pep in the step, I suppose, to be able to play in the stadium and hopefully get another victory under your belt.
Yeah, no, without any any opportunity you get to play in Nolan Park is a fantastic opportunity to get, and especially now that the intermediate team is getting their fair share of a goal as well, is absolutely brilliant. And definitely, look, the girls are going to be looking forward to this Saturday as well. Again, we're going with the mindset we're going for a win. You've probably seen some of the results over the weekend have been very interesting, with Wexford beating Cork and Tip beating Galway. I suppose depending how results go the weekend, as I say, the three teams now between ourselves, Tip, Galway, whoever, if someone slips up or someone gets the rubber to green, you know, the tables could turn very, very quickly. So look, it's going to be interesting this weekend for all games, and definitely our game as well.
I suppose the only thing you can do is look forward to the Tipperary, concentrate on that game, get the result as well. Obviously other results around in the group, depending then on whether we are going to be in the relegation fight or in relegation problems, with Cork and Clare going to play one another. You would imagine the way Cork are playing that could be a foregone conclusion, but the way things are in groups, you can never take that for granted either. Your main focus though is just to concentrate on Tipperary and get that one under the belt and get victory.
Yeah, look, all we can do is focus on the next game in front of us, and that's against Tipperary. I got a good chance to watch that game back against Tip and Galway, and you can see Tipper a different team than they were last year. You know, they're very strong, they're very physical, and even in the conditions down the rag that, you know, they played that game in, they didn't faze them. You know, like they're strong, they're physical, they've got hurdles in around the middle eight as well. So, and they've got good free taker too. That if we're not disciplined, you know, we're going to get punished. So, yeah. Looking forward to it anyway.
For the weekend coming, have we got a full strength team that we're able to pick from?
Yeah, look, I won't say we're full strength, Martin, but we're not too far off. We do still have one or two knocks that are still probably not going to come right fully by the time the game comes. But look, we still have a strong panel there to pick from. In fairness, even the game against Clare, there was still some rotation going on with some new faces coming in, especially in around midfield. There was a new midfield partnership. So, look, we're in a good place that way.
I suppose when you look at the Clare result as well, I was only looking at Onya's table, there's actually only a point in the difference between yourself and Clare as well. You're on minus 12 going into the game, Clare going into it minus 11. So even if Clare did win, I mean, victory by Tipperary is all you want, is just 2 points to avoid the drop.
Yeah, no, look, that's what I'm saying to you, that the way the results went the weekend, it could be anyone's bet who will end up in the league final, depending on how they go, and it could be anyone's bet what could happen at the bottom end of the table as well. But as you mentioned earlier, look, we can only focus on ourselves and Tipperary and getting that result. But you can see that there's only 1 point between ourselves and Clare there at the moment. So again, it could come down to fine margins at the end of the day after Saturday. So yeah, look, it's going to be an interesting weekend of games ahead.
It's amazing for managers when you go through a roller coaster of emotions, and everybody says that when you are on the hot seat and at the helm of a ship, and captain is the very same as well. There we are last year, the highs of in a league final and preparing for a replay against Cork in what was two thrilling games held in Tipperary. This year, the other end of the table and the scale of things, with being near enough to the bottom and trying to avoid the dreaded drop, it really does play with the emotions all over. One year you have highs, the next year you have a couple of lows, but I suppose that's the joys of management.
Yeah, no, it is Martin. It's not, I suppose it's not for the faint hearted to say the least. But again, from our point of view, I suppose we can't really compare last year to this year. Look, there's been some notable personnel changes within the intermediate panel. There's been some girls that's progressing up to the senior ranks, you know, and some new girls coming into the intermediate as well. So for us, it was a rebuilding to try and create a new kind of group, a new spirit, a new culture, that kind of thing. But again, yeah, look, last year was great. This year has challenges, but the results on Saturday showed that we're well able to overcome those challenges, and even though we had three losses behind us, still able to keep the mindset in the right place to go get a win. So look, I'm very happy where the girls are at the moment, and there's definitely more to come from this group as well.
I have to say, there seems to be a good dynamic there between yourself and Chap Clear as well, as both managers of the senior and the intermediate. You know, different, I suppose, a different philosophy the Chap is bringing into it. You were there with Brian last year, and the way he'd done things, Chap seems to be doing them a different way as well. How have you found the dynamic in dealing and working with Chap?
I know, look, in general, it's grand, like, you know what I mean. We've been working with each other there since November, as I would have mentioned in previous conversations, which I would have helped them kind of getting started as well. I suppose I would have been in around Kilkenny for a while now with the different age groups, so I was kind of able to help them kind of get going a small bit on that, you know. But it's massive to have that communication between both panels, like last year with Brian. You know, the only way we're able to currently manage two teams, like in any county, is that if the two managers are working, you know, together on that. If you don't have that communication, that's where issues start to occur, you know. And it has its challenges as well, there's no doubt about it. It's just trying to figure out what's the right thing to do for the players, what's the right thing to do for the teams, you know. At the end of the day, chap myself, they have the girls' interest that, you know, that's our primary focus. So but no, look, the dynamic is working well, you know what I mean? We're bouncing off each other weekly, you know, so you need that dynamic, Martin, if we're to try and make these two panels work together. So yeah, all good.
But Shem, as always, thanks a million for joining us on Come On Kind. Well done on the victory over the weekend to yourself and all the team. Great to get that first win on the board, as I say. Best of luck with the weekend coming. Nice for yourselves as well to be able, and the players themselves, to get into play in UPMC Nolan Park this weekend. I know it'll be a big occasion for them and you're going to enjoy it. And fingers crossed, hopefully we'll be having a good discussion about another victory under the belt next weekend coming. But one way or another, we will be having a chat to you to see how we go before we go into the Leinster Championship and the All-Ireland Series. But yeah, once again, best of luck for the weekend.
Yeah, thanks very much, Baron. All right, talk soon. Thank you.
Thanks, Shem. That was Seamus Kelly there, the intermediate manager with Kilkenny, having a chat to us. And Áine, things are very, very open in that group now. When you see, because I think the result of the weekend is probably the biggest shock of all, Cork and Wexford, with Wexford coming away with the victory there.
Yeah.
I thought you said Cork would win that one, am I right?
Yep, definitely.
It's a great result for Wexford, to be fair to them.
Yeah, it's a brilliant result for Wexford, and you can see that there is an awful lot of work being done there. Like, you suppose when you look at it, they've got two wins, and you know, two wins out of four games. So like, they'll probably be very happy with that. And I suppose when they're kind of looking at it, the two wins that they're after getting from would have been last year's league finalists. So, you know, that's going to spur them on and give them a bit of confidence in that too. But that's a really, really good result for Wexford. On the other take on that, Cork have more or less qualified now at this stage. You know, it's very unlikely. Personally, I feel that, you know, are they going to be caught?
I mean, when you look at it, they're 12 points ahead of the weekend, right? Clare is coming to town for their very last game. Okay, Clare is going okay. Can we see Clare winning it? Hypothetically say that they do.
Yep.
Beat them. Okay, they're probably not going to beat them by the same score. There's 12 points in it. So, I mean, even if Clare was to win by 8 points, it would put them on a plus 3. It would put Cork on a minus or a plus 4. Are they still going to be better than Tipperary or Galway, depending on how the results go there? I don't know. You're probably right. They probably are in a league final again. But the way things are going, you just never know.
No, you certainly don't. Like, you know, that group certainly is like, it's tight at the top, but it's also very tight at the bottom as well. And I suppose, listen, our main focus will be Kilkenny and where they're going to be heading to. And I suppose, like, you know, they have a tough task up against Tipperary. Like, you know, realistically, for Tipperary to progress, they need to get a win. But for Kilkenny to avoid relegation, they certainly need to get a big win as well.
And I don't think there is a relegation final. Like, whoever finishes bottom of this group is going to be relegated, full stop. Looking at that result, it was Cork 2-8, Wexford 4-7. The other results, Tipperary and Galway, 4-point win for Tipperary against Galway there, which means the Tipperary go into second spot, Galway is in third spot. And the final group game then, of course, was ourselves, Clare 8 points, Kilkenny 1-8, which means, and before I start, I have to thank the Camogie Association and everybody for sorting out the tables and the whole lot. It's brilliant and it's great to have it all in the one spot. So Cork on top with 4 games played, 3 wins, 1 loss, 9 points. They have a plus 12 scoring difference. Tipperary currently in second place at the minute with 4 games played, 3 wins, 1 loss, 9 points. They actually have a plus 5 scoring difference. Galway and Wexford then are coming in third and fourth place on 6 points. So really, either of the two of them could potentially get into a league final spot and knock either Tipperary or Cork out of the way, and Clare and Kilkenny are battling it out as well. However, Galway and Wexford potentially could be brought into the relegation troubles Because if Kilkenny can win by a certain amount and Galway or Wexford is beaten by a certain amount, any one of those four teams at the minute could be relegated at the weekend.
Yeah, there's huge games on this weekend, and I suppose, you know, there's three games in Division 2 this weekend. Cork and Clare, personally for me, I feel like it will be a Cork victory in that, and I think they are certainly looking at probably trying to retain their National League title, but certainly the other two games that are in Division 2
huge. We're looking at Galway and Wexford is a huge game when you look at it, because they are playing one another in that. So,
and it's in Bunclody as well, which is home advantage for Wexford there.
Okay, so let's just look at Wexford for a minute. They have a +4 scoring difference going into it. Galway has a +6 scoring difference. Kilkenny is -12. Clare is -11. So, this is all hypothetical, by the way. If Clare and Kilkenny were to win their matches, it would put them on 6 points. If Galway was to beat Wexford, or Wexford were to beat Galway, it would then put 3 teams in the mix. So Kilkenny would have to beat Tipperary by more than if we say Wexford, so they have a +4. Now, it all depends. So if Galway were to beat Wexford, we'll say by 7 points, they would go to -3, which means Kilkenny would have to beat Tipperary by more than 8 points for them to avoid the drop. The same way with Clare, etc., because Clare is going to be playing Cork. So Cork would have to beat Clare by probably 15 or 16 points, like, realistically, for them to go and get the drop. It's very, 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 very tight margins there. The games are the weekend coming. Cork is playing Clare. Cork Camogie Grounds, 2 o'clock. Wexford again, Galway in Bunclody at 2 o'clock. Kilkenny versus Tipperary. UPMC, Nolan Park, 2 o'clock. Out of the three games.
Yeah.
And the fixtures is there. Who's going to win all three games?
I think you're looking certainly at Cork in the first game. Wexford and Galway. Do you know what? When you pin Wexford up against the wall, they really do bite back. The fact that it's a home venue for them as well, and the fact that if they do actually win it, they could potentially be in a league final themselves.
Possibly, if they could win by enough, yeah.
Yeah, they could, like, you know, and that's depending on Kilkenny to beat. That's depending on Kilkenny to beat Tipperary as well.
Yeah, but Kilkenny or Tipperary only has a +5 scoring difference there at the minute. Galway is +6. So if Galway were to beat Wexford even by 2 points, that would put them into the league final, even if Kilkenny bet Tipperary by 1. So the margins are really so tight in that group, like, it's crazy.
Really is. Like, and I think coming into this game for Kilkenny, I think, you know, there probably is going to be that talk about relegation, because, listen, let's be fair, Kilkenny don't want to be relegated, and any of the teams down Division 3 certainly don't want to be playing Kilkenny intermediate team. Like, it would be of no benefit to anybody, and it would be certainly of no benefit to Kilkenny Camogie either. But I do think now, home territory for the final game, probably the last opportunity for a competitive game before the Leinster campaign sets off. So, like, Seamus and the lads will be kind of looking at this going, right, we need to really start nailing down, like, positions and things like that. So this is a huge opportunity for every single girl that's going to get a jersey there. Home advantage as well. I'd be really looking at Kilkenny producing a massive performance and getting a good result here. So for me personally, I think it's going to be Cork, Wexford, Kilkenny.
Well, realistically, the main job for Kilkenny is to get the win under their belt. Like, nothing else matters at this stage.
Yeah, and you know what? They can't control anything else. They can only control themselves, and they just need to focus on themselves.
There's no point in thinking that maybe Cork is going to be clear by 7 or 8 points and looking at scoring difference. Get your own game first, get it done and dusted, and take it from there.
Exactly. And I think, you know what? I think there's a lot of girls around that dressing room that have, you know, the cap on and the initiative to just not be thinking about, you know, what's outside their control. Like, there is a lot of youth in that dressing room, but there's also a lot of experience as well. So, like, you know, they should come out with a good result in this. I fully believe, like, they will come out with a good result in it. Listen, they got a win win against Clare, like, that's not an easy task going down to Clare to get a win, regardless of whether it's Clare's second team, first team. It doesn't matter.
It's building momentum going into it. Yeah.
And I think that's what's most important. And I suppose when they're kind of looking at it, they got a win when their whole panel was more or less back in shape. Like, the intermediates would have had a lot more players involved within schools games. Like, we have to remember, like, Loretto are only finished since last week, so like they've had a lot of players that would have been involved in Ashburn, Purcell Cove, Fadamar, third level colleges competitions. So I think this is where we're really starting to see at the Kilkenny intermediate team. To me, I wouldn't be worried about the results that we've seen in the league so far. I think this weekend is hugely important. They have to get a result. But I think I wouldn't worry too much about the league. I think Seamus and the lads will be fully focusing on an All-Ireland Championship.
No, definitely. And I mean, as he said, rightly so. I mean, you can't really compare likes for likes. It's just from our point of view, to be in a league final last year and all the turmoil that was there, I suppose, this year with not having full players getting injured towards the latter end of last year as well.
Yeah.
You know, new managers coming in, players moving from intermediate then up to senior. So there's a lot of factors to take part in it. Division 4 obviously has Wicklow and Mayo taking place the weekend, 2 o'clock in Echelon Park in Ockram, the county ground there. That is great to be able to see Wicklow taking part there, and they're doing tremendous work, and they're in second place in the table at the minute. Mayo is in third place. Tyrone is out in front on 6 points after their two games. They play Louth at the weekend. There's no venue yet on that game, but it is nice to be able to bring you all of those fixtures as well. Keeping on the very Camogie League, we move into Division 3A, where there's a couple of matches on. Armagh and Kildare playing one another again in the box at Athletic Grounds in Armagh. It is brilliant to be able to see county grounds being utilised. I suppose they're the only ones really when it comes to pitches that they're playable, considering all the county teams are out as well. Leash on 6 points at the minute. Only we have to say something about Leash, because they may be in 3A. They got battered last year in an awful lot of games. They have brought in new management structure there. They have a lot of players, but two very good victories. One of them was over Kildare as well, who I suppose they had their turmoils last year. The league hasn't gone to plan maybe for them this year either, but still two very good wins over Roscommon and Kildare. They go out and they will play Armagh. They played Armagh and Kildare, it was, because they're playing Roscommon this weekend. But for Leash themselves, like, that is a great boost for the county.
Yep, huge, absolutely. It's a huge boost for them. You know, they're sitting pretty there at the top of the league there. And you know what? I think certainly the league for Leash is going to be a massive stepping stone for them heading into a championship situation. And I think, you know, if they can keep, like, I would be expecting them to come out with a victory this weekend against Roscommon. I know they do have to travel to Roscommon, but you know, I still think that they can get that victory. And you know what, it would be great for them. It'd be really good for Camogie in Leash itself. Like, they're absolutely flying it there, and you know what, they're putting up some nice scores as well. Like, they did a 3-12 to 12 point victory over Armagh, and then I suppose like a 3-14 to 2-12 victory over Leash. Like, they're not afraid to score goals, but you know, they're throwing up some points as well, so that's really good to see.
They certainly are. Division 2A then, where our friends in Carlow are up against it. They're playing Westmeath at the weekend. Cavan and Offaly is playing one another. Now, Offaly putting up big scores, like 8-26 scored in two games. This is only round three that's coming up. Currently, Derry is on top of the table. Meath and Westmeath are second and third. They're joint because they have 4 points each. Offaly then coming in fourth place with 3 points. Carlow and Cavan yet to get off the scoreboard. I suppose when you look at it, Offaly and Cavan, I think there's only going to be one winner here when you take it into account. I think Offaly maybe doing that. Would you agree with me?
Yeah, it's certainly. Like, I think this is probably maybe just a step too far for Cavan at the moment. I know, like, it's great to see them obviously competing at this level, and it is. It's absolutely brilliant for them. But I just think perhaps just a step too far.
I suppose when you look at it, and we've talked about this, Offaly coming down from senior grade, like, is a huge step, like, to be playing the likes of the Carlows, you know, the Cavans. I mean, Westmeath, Derry, Meath, they've all been in around that grade and that I suppose, that level of experience as well to play one another. But Westmeath and Carlow yet to register anything on the board, and I know they've been missing players. And unfortunately for Carlow, Kate Nolan now seems to be out on a long-term injury as well, having picked up one in the last two rounds. So that's not going to be good news for them. Can they do or get any kind of a result against Westmeath, do you think?
Travelling to Westmeath as well, like, it's going to be, it is a tough task. And I suppose when you kind of lose one of your leaders, you know, it's, you're kind of expecting the rest of the players to maybe step up to the mark now and, you know, push forward. But you know what, in certain situations like that, you often see, like, when, you know, one of your main players does get injured, the rest of the team does kind of, you know, row in behind it, and they do, you know, get going and push themselves on. So, you know, anything could happen. I think Westmeath, however, I think they're just on a different scale. I think, you know, they're potentially probably eyeing up a position in a league final as well. Like, I think, you know, it's a tough one. I think Offaly, you know, as you said as well, like, the experience alone and coming down from playing senior for so many years, like, that's really going to stand to somebody. And like, we've seen the work that they're doing in their underage development, and they're just pushing that through. But I don't know, I just think, unfortunately for Carlow, I think Westmeath could potentially come away with a victory here.
Yeah, and the other game then is obviously going to be a repeat of last year's All-Ireland Intermediate Final between Derry and Meath. Derry looking very, very good. This game is going to take place in Owen Beg, which is the centre of excellence there. Meath are without Aoife Maguire, and I believe that Abby Donnelly is now missing from Meath as well. Potentially there's rumours flying around the place. So the manager for Meath, like Carlo, stepped down last week as well. I mean,
it's kind of, there was nearly like a domino
effect. That was kind of a shock, because I mean, they won the first game, they drew the second game. It wasn't like they were able to get in well bet in both of them, like, so and we don't know why. This has to be said, but I mean, Carlo losing the manager two games in, Meath losing the manager two games in,
do you know what, like, and regardless of why you know, the manager has stepped away or whatever the case may be, like, something like that will cause disturbance within a dressing room. Whether, you know, obviously we don't know what's going on or whatever the story is, but like, it is going to cause a little bit of upheaval. And I suppose, like, there are big games coming up for Carlow, and there's also a bigger game coming up as well here for Meath. And Meath, I suppose, having to travel to Derry, as you said already, a repeat of last year's All Ireland final. You know, it's a hard one. You're looking at Derry, and they just seem to be flying it at the moment. Like, they have 4 goals and 30 points clocked up already out of 2 games, and they look unstoppable. And I just think, with the fact that the manager has stepped away from Meath, I think that could be just a little bit too distressing for them, considering this is now the next match that they're playing.
Well, we're going to move on to the 1A and the 1B shortly, because I'm conscious of time and our next interview is lined up, because obviously the minor championship as well started over the weekend, with round one taking place in the minor A, and Kilkenny were out in this game against Tipperary. And while the half time score might have been looking a little bit good for Kilkenny, the end result unfortunately wasn't, with victory for Tipperary. And the minor manager, David Marr, joins me hopefully right now on the phone line. David, how are you this evening, good sir?
Hi lads, how are you?
We're not too bad at all, thank you so much for holding there for us. I suppose round one of the All-Ireland series, Leinster is now gone, done and dusted, out of the way. You have the trophy in the bag there, but I suppose championship, the cut and thrust of it, when it comes to it, you never know what kind of a result comes. And it was a tough day at the office against Tipperary.
Yeah, it was. No, as you said there, obviously we were happy with how we got on Leinster there, winning that there a couple of weeks ago. But no, as you said, it was a step up yesterday. Probably the games that Tip had under their belt in Munster, they had come through a good battle there against Cork, obviously, and they bet Waterford in the Munster final. I think that stood to Tip yesterday. You know, as I said, we can only play what's in front of us in Leinster, and we were happy with how it went. But I just think the couple of battles that Tip had come through prior to yesterday stood to them yesterday.
I suppose when you look at it, there's a big step up as well when it comes to provincial and All-Ireland championship. You have the likes of Cork, Galway, Waterford and Antrim in the group. 5 games in total. Tipperary was the first one down. Wasn't easy, but up to half time, David, you seemed to be playing very, very well and went in a point up at half time.
And look, like I, as I said, it was a step up yesterday in terms of the intensity of the game, but you know, we're here to win, and obviously we were very disappointed yesterday. But you know, you reflect on it, and we'll analyse the game back, and you know, as you said, we were a point up at half time, and we went in content without being overly happy. You know, we had missed a number of opportunities. We missed actually a couple of goal opportunities in the first half, and a couple of scoreable points opportunities. So while we were a point up, we could and should have been more up. And like, we knew Tip were going to come back at us in the second half, which they did. But even at that, you know, we from our perspective, we wouldn't be happy conceding that second goal in the second half. But even after that, you know, our girls could have let the game go against them completely, but they stayed fighting, and we got it back to a point then in the second half. And I suppose the third goal was the sucker puncher. Cuevas Dacum obviously would be one of Tip's better players, and I thought we had marshalled her very well all game. And just, I suppose, a lucky ball got into Cuevas' hand, and like that, she's a top player, and she buried it. And like that, I suppose, any game you concede three goals, you're going to be up against it.
Yeah, the cut and thrust of minor championship, especially any teams, there's no love lost anywhere there. There's always a bit of rivalry, and the Kilkenny and Tipperary always brings out the best in one another as well. I suppose you play at a high level as well when it comes to hurling, and you know yourself how important free takers are in particular. And I'm not blaming any players now on this either, but like, there was maybe a couple of chances that Kilkenny had over the weekend when it came to frees that was missed, and you know, you do need a good free taker your team. It's vitally important to any team as well. Do you feel those missed opportunities is something that you can work on for the next couple of matches?
Oh, definitely, Martin. Yeah, definitely. Like, coming in from Leinster, we had scored 217 against Offaly and 515 against Wexford. They're big scores. And we're blessed with a lot of good forwards in our panel. We scored 2-7 yesterday. You know, that's not going to win an awful lot of camogie matches at this level. So yeah, that, like, as I said, we learn a lot. You know, you learn a lot from the losses, nearly more so than the victories. So that's one thing that we have been reflected on there since the game yesterday. Taking more of our scoring opportunities from open play now, as well as the frees, obviously. And that's one thing that we will be talking to the girls and working on. But I suppose it's a quick turnaround. You know, we're playing Antrim now on Sunday, up in Antrim. So it's important now not to dwell too much on the defeat. We'll take our learnings. We're back to work tomorrow night, and we'll be looking to turn it around quite quickly now on Sunday again.
Yeah, Antrim certainly are one of the kingpins when it comes to underage success over the last number of years, and it's a fair old trick as well to the Antrim venues. But I suppose, in a way, I just want to get your thoughts on this as well. You played Tipperary a couple of weeks ago, like, in one of the challenges, because obviously it was hard to find games, especially this early in the year. Were you surprised by the challenge game against Tip and their performance yesterday?
No, I wasn't surprised at all, I suppose. As I said, I know a good number of those Tip girls from the club scene over in Tip and the schools as well. Like, we had seen the Loretto game against the Ursuline the week before, and I felt that the Ursuline, a number of their key players didn't perform in that particular day. So we knew there was going to be a kick in Tipperary yesterday, and as I said, like, they come through a good Munster campaign winning that, and so, like, we were prepared for a big battle yesterday, and our girls stood up to it. You know, like, a number of things, there's things that we learned from this, obviously, but one thing that we were happy with in terms of the work rate of the girls, you know, we won more rucks than we lost, so that was obviously one thing that we were quite happy with. But I suppose our use of the ball can improve. Probably Tip were that little bit more slicker, crisper in their striking, striking the ball hand a little bit more, you know, at speed. So that's something we'll be looking at, but no, we certainly didn't underestimate Tip now at all.
In a way, David, I suppose this is a good league, or, well, I won't say it's a league, but it's a league format when it comes to the championship, because you have five games. The top four teams are going to qualify for the All-Ireland semi-finals, so albeit losing your first game, it's not the end of the world. There's plenty of chances and plenty of teams around you as well to get a couple of points, so the aim is to be in that top four. Do you reckon it's a good system? Because, like, a couple of years ago, you only had a few matches and the top team was only qualifying for the quarterfinal, the semi-final itself, which, if you lost your first game, was putting teams under an awful lot of pressure.
I think it is a good structure. Like, as I said yesterday, we went down to Tipperary with the full intent of getting off to a good start in this championship. And we were very disappointed, obviously, to lose the game. But like that, on paper, it's no disaster whatsoever, because obviously the six teams, and as you said, the top four come through. Going down to Tip yesterday, there was a little bit of kind of uncertainty in terms of where we were. We were very happy with our preparation. But I suppose, given how the Leinster campaign went, we weren't fully certain how the game was going to go, I suppose, yesterday, meeting Tipperary. But you do get that opportunity in this system, I suppose. You play five games, you know, so you'll really get, see where you're at in this structure. And yeah, like that, on paper, it's no disaster to lose that game. But I suppose it is important now that we refocus and get the minds back on Antrim this Sunday.
Yeah, well, that game will be taking place at, I think it's 2:00 if I'm looking here. It is. There's no venue on that yet. It will be an Antrim venue somewhere along the line. So, David and the Kilkenny Minor team, we wish you the very best of luck. And hopefully we'll be able to get the first win on the board and for the start of the qualification to the All-Ireland semi-finals.
That's it. No bother, Martin. Nice talking to you.
David, thank you so much for joining us again. That was David Marder, the Kilkenny Minor manager, having a chat to us. There is lots and lots of managers lined up this evening. But Anya, we did say that we're going to go to the senior, because we were going to skip the senior division. We were going to have a chat about that as well. So let's go back now to 1B as soon as I can pull it up here in front of me. I know I have another interview to do shortly, but we're going to run quickly through these, because we'll be doing these matches were actually played over the weekend as soon as I can pull it up here. So two matches played over the weekend. Dublin with a big win over Kerry, 214 I should say, to 9 points. Limerick with an extremely large victory over Down, 319 to 6 points. So Limerick and Dublin, you would kind of expect to be doing quite well at this group. Unfortunately for poor Kerry and Down, it's another loss, two in the row now for them. But for the two teams that would have aspirations of going back up to senior level again, it's a good start.
Yeah, really good start there. And I suppose, listen, you know, Limerick are certainly throwing up massive scorelines there. You know, a 3:19 scoreline to 6 points. You know, they just seem to be very consistent in all of their games that they've been playing. I suppose when you kind of look at, you know, they run up 3:23 to Kerry. Kerry really seem to be, you know, just struggling at the moment, having that great victory last year in Division 2. And I suppose maybe is it just that step too far for them? It's kind of looking like it at the moment. But listen, I'm sure they're going to, you know, push on. You know, they have a week off. They're not out this week, and then they're away to Antrim. So, you know, that's going to be another task for them as well. But listen, there's some really good results. But Limerick are certainly looking very favourable there at the moment.
Yeah, it certainly is. Right, we'll come back to the other game in a minute, but you're dead right. Limerick are looking favourable in Division 1B. Right, let's move things along, because I'm conscious again of our contributors tonight, and I'm always caught for time when we do this. But the under-16s were out at the weekend with a double header against Dublin in Trinity College Sports Campus in Santry, and the under-16 manager, Canis Brennan, should be joining me on the phone line right now. Canis, how are you this evening?
Good evening, Martin. How are you?
We are all good, thank you. Trying to fit an awful lot of things in a very tight amount of space. There was so much going on with four Kilkenny teams out over the weekend. But I suppose for yourselves, it was good because you had a good victory against Wexford the previous weekend. The A's were out for round two this weekend. The B's were out for round one. And let's start with the B team, because they got off to a winning start at the weekend against Dublin. What more can be said? Tell us about the match.
Yeah, well, look, I mean, Mark, it's great to get a good start for the B squad. They're a fantastic bunch of girls. They're made up of the 16 girls who didn't make the A squad, obviously, and the best of the 15-year-olds were brought onto the squad this year, because there is only one 15 squad this year. So they'll stay with me for the Leinster Championship. So it's great to have them, because they're a talented bunch of girls. So, I mean, they started off slowly enough. Dublin got ahead of us, and By half time, it was 1-6 apiece. Dublin got a fantastic goal in the top left hand corner, something you'd see TJ score now at this stage. But you know what I mean? But we fought back well, and they pushed on the second half, made a few changes, made a bit of a difference. Brought on Cian Bulger midfield, and brought Emma Hogan out midfield, made a huge difference to the team. And we ended up good winners in the end, fairly good winner, comprehensive winners, 3-13 to 2-8, and were really good value for that win, I think. But fair dues to the girls, they put in a huge effort, and we needed the 20 players in the end to pull it out of the fire.
Can I just check with you as well that you're not on loudspeaker, or that you have no radio or anything on the background there? Because I'm getting a little bit small bit of feedback here on my end. But like you say, yeah, great start there for the under-16s, especially the Bees, for their first day out. So that was a good victory for them. But the A team will keep with the team at the minute, because it was a tight, tense affair by the looks of things. 2-8 to Dublin, 1-9 to Kilkenny. Results don't really matter whether they're 1-point victories or 10-point victories, once it's a victory when you look at it, and that's 2 in a row now for the team going well.
Well, we went up with the apprehension of being Dublin, where the Dublin A squad, we knew they were good. I went up with the belief that they were just as good as us being, and unfortunately we came up short in the end, you know what I mean?
Sorry, my apologies. I was reading that wrong. My maths was bad at that stage. Yeah, Dublin actually came away with the win.
But look, I mean, I was very apprehensive of this game, because I mean, Dublin were the team that played Kilkenny in the Under 15 final last year. So, I mean, I know they'd beaten them quite well, but I'm very apprehensive about the work being done in Dublin Camogie. And you could see it on the pitch. They have a lot of work done. And Jason Burke was there from Thomastown helping them out with the physical work, you know what I mean? And he's done a lot of work around, obviously. They were physically very strong, dominating on the pitch. They used the sweeper very well. We hit a lot too much of the ball towards the sweeper. Just girls were a little bit off form, maybe, but I mean, by half time it was only 1-4 to 4 points. We found it very hard to break them down. But second half, Dublin took off again and got an 8-point lead. But in fairness to the girls, they worked hard as best they could, and they got it down to 2 points in the end. And in fact, if time went on another small bit, we probably would have pulled it out of the bag. But it wouldn't have been justice, because Dublin were probably the better team on the day, It's an eye-opener and brings girls back down to earth, because we'll have to end up playing them twice more this year, possibly in a Leinster semi-final or final, and in the first round of the All-Ireland series. So, you know what I mean? They're a good team now, I must say. But like, I was a little bit disappointed. Maybe we flattered to deceive last week against Wexford, and they were a bit flattered today. But a lot of work ahead of us now to rectify and get back on track again for Offaly next Sunday.
I suppose in a way these matches though are great preparation before you come into an All-Ireland series, because you're getting almost competitive games against teams on almost a weekly basis. There is a small little break in between it before you play into hopefully a Leinster final later on as well, before the All-Ireland series starts. I mean, you can't beat match practice, as you know yourself, and these games are great for the players and obviously great for yourselves, because like the weekend, you can actually see maybe things that you can tweak before you get to the All-Ireland series.
Absolutely, Martin. Matches is what brings on. I mean, there's nothing compared to matches. You can do all the training you want, but it's matches where you see things. It's just unfortunate. I mean, we can only put on the 5 subs. We'd like to see more action for some of the girls. And I mean, for the All-Ireland series, we can put on 8 subs, which is great. But we have what we have, and we should push on at this stage with what we have. And we're back in Carlow IT or Situ next Wednesday. Back trying to set it up again for the weekend for Offaly, which is a home game. But matches every weekend are fine with me, because it certainly gives bring the girls on for the All-Ireland series later on when it starts in May, certainly.
I suppose it's handy for yourselves as well next week, because the B team is out in round 2. They have Kildare at home, Year at home, then to Offaly. So things getting hopefully back on track for yourselves and keeping the momentum going for the B team.
Yeah, absolutely. We're looking, I'm trying my best to see if we can get a location in Kilkenny as a double header like last week, so people can see both games maybe in one location, 1 o'clock and probably 3 o'clock. The weather this afternoon may put pay to that, because it's been horrendous and they're giving rain again tomorrow. So
we never know. They're giving a dryer for later on the week, so we'll see what we can do about getting a double header, a double pitch. But mean other than that, they'll be played at different venues, I would think, in somewhere in Kilkenny. But I'm very happy with the way things are going in training wise. You know, I mean, we did have a little blip yesterday with the A squad, but again, look at these things happen, and it brings girls back down to earth that maybe they needed a little kick every so often to realise that maybe they're not as good as they think they are, maybe at times. And I was very apprehensive about that game against Dublin yesterday, because I knew they were doing a lot of work and I knew it was a good team, having watched them last year.
Well, I think maybe you want to put out the child of Prague for the weekend, and anyone else that have one at home in the house as well, to put them out, because I really don't know where the rain is coming out of. I'm sick of even pitches being cancelled last weekend on two matches on us as well. At Leinster level, certainly didn't help matters, and the snow in Dublin. I mean, we were probably lucky to get Santry for the doubleheader last week for the game, so...
I have to comment. In fairness to Dublin, the Camogie, I mean, that pitch was in fair condition, considering there was probably snow on it 2 days previous to it. I mean, it was a little soft and grass was a little sharp, but I mean, unbelievable considering what was on it probably 2 days before snow. So it was absolutely nothing got to do with the pitch in relation to winning or losing. It was a fabulous venue, and it was certainly well done to Dublin for able to fly that for us.
Well done to yourselves, Canis, as well. Congrats to the B team. Unlucky. It is unlucky. I read the result wrong the first time for the A team. But as we say, plenty of opportunity to get back on track, because the A team will be out this weekend coming against Offaly. And that is in round three of the competition. Round four then comes thick and fast on the bank holiday Monday. It is away to Laois. And then on Sunday, the 7th of April, the local derby. It is Kilkenny versus Carlow coming up in the very last round there. While this weekend coming is round two for the B team, they play Kildare on Bank Holiday Monday. Then as well, the B team is away to Meath, and at home then on the 7th on their final game to Westmeath, with the finals going to take place there around the weekend of the 14th of April, I think it is. Now, that may be pushed to the weekend of the 27th or 28th, either, depending on how weather is going. But Canis, thanks so much for joining us again here on this Monday evening, and the best of luck to yourself and all the teams at the weekend.
Thank you, Martin.
That was Canis Brennan there, having a chat with us, the manager of the under 16 team. Anya, I know I'm jumping from Billy to Jack here now at the minute, but we really are just trying to push in as much as possible for the weekend. We're going to stick with 1B because we have matches that is going to be played at the weekend. Antrim is going to take on Kerry in that first game. That's at 2 o'clock. Now, it's a question of whether this is going to be a neutral venue or not. I don't know. Venue is to be confirmed on it. But can...
Surely.
Kerry, well, down travelled to Limerick, down to the venue last week. Like, you're talking about adults here, not underage. So, and I mean, I can understand like why teams would actually like to have their home games to be played at home as well, and not in neutral venues. But who's going to come away with the victory in this one?
It's a tough one. You're probably looking at Antrim coming away with a victory in this one. It's probably just maybe that step. I think maybe that step too far. But then I suppose if you look at the result that Antrim didn't get at the weekend as well, you know, that's going to be a big one. I don't even think that's updated on the...
I was just wondering, because the results were just coming up, that there was only two results up when they should really have been three. Now, they could have been a postponement. I can't say that for definite because it's not coming up here. But anyway, there's definitely a result missing somewhere along the line between Wexford. Oh, it's not. I know what's wrong there.
They didn't put it up.
You know what's wrong as well.
Yeah.
The result is in it. We're not actually going to repeat what the result was in that one, but it was actual victory for Wexford in that one, in what you could probably only describe, and I'm sorry to all the Antrim folk up there, is a farcical result. Like, but in fairness to Wexford, you can only beat like what's there on the pitch. I believe that there potentially was a wedding that Antrim was involved in, that the full team and that wasn't in play. If that's the case, you'd have to maybe wonder, could it have been changed to a day before or something? I'm only speculating. I don't know exactly, but I mean, that result is certainly no good for Wexford. It's certainly no good for Antrim, and they just need to build themselves up against Kerry for the next day and get going again?
Yeah, like, you know, it's obviously going to be a massive game for both the teams. Antrim are sitting fourth on the table, Kerry are, you know, at the bottom of the table. You know, I think kind of looking at this, listen, I'm going to give the nod to Antrim. I think it will be a tight affair for both teams, but I think like Antrim are going to have to pick themselves really up after last weekend, regardless of what was on, what wasn't on. That they need to pick themselves up.
It's going to be difficult.
They have a home venue. It needs to be a big performance.
Yeah, well, it's going to be difficult for them, but we need Antrim to, as you say, to pick themselves up. We like to see all our teams participating and doing very, very well. Right, down in Wexford, and I'm coming to this one next, because if the result was like that against Antrim last week, if you're Down, and I know it's a home game for Down, you would be very, very fearful of Wexford coming to Down.
Well, like, Wexford should really be, like, that's to be 6 points for Wexford.
Yeah, no, the table is not updated yet, and Wexford is definitely at the top of the table here.
Oh yeah, well and truly, like, you know, another big game, another big game for Wexford. Again, having to travel as well, two weeks in a row, having to travel again. I think they definitely probably have learned nothing from last weekend. If anything, it's going to maybe give them a bit of confidence, but they need to be able to transfer that into the next game. It's going to be a completely different game. They're going to be coming up against Down, but you will be expecting Wexford to come out with a good victory there.
Limerick is joint top of the table because, as we say, Wexford should have 6 points on that. They're playing Dublin next. Can their winning form continue, do you think, over the Dubs, or can Dublin really lay down a marker in this group to get to the league final and say, here I am, I want to be back in Division 1A? How do you think it's going to go?
Yeah, it's interesting, I suppose, when you look at it. You're probably looking at three teams, between Limerick, Dublin, Wexford, that you associate as being, like, you know, very much experienced and seasoned senior teams. But looking at that, you know, I think, you know, Wexford have obviously, or Limerick have obviously got, you know, two games under the belt, two wins, but you would have to really kind of look at Dublin in this, and I feel like Dublin really need to be setting a standard, and they need to be making a name for themselves as well, and it's a home venue as well for Dublin, so I'm going to give the nod to Dublin.
Okay, no games were played in the Division 1A of the league last weekend, but we are back with a bang with games coming up this weekend. Cork and Tipperary. Cork are up on top of the table at the minute with two wins from two, that narrow victory over Kilkenny in the very first game, and then, and well, I suppose you could call it another narrow victory over Waterford because there was only a goal in it at full time. This always brings out nearly the best of both teams. 12 o'clock throw-in at this one in Park E. Rean. How do you see it going?
It's a big battle. Cork-Tipperary always was going to be a big battle. I said last week, I'm going to say it again, I think Tipperary are going to be serious dark horses for the league and championship coming through. I wouldn't be surprised if we see a Tipperary victory here.
Okay. Waterford and Clare, it's a home game for Waterford. Can they bounce back from the loss? They had a victory, obviously, the first round. One win and a loss. They did have a victory, yeah. I was just looking because they have 3 points on the table there. So, they bet Tipperary in the first game.
Yep. I think Waterford, I think they're going in a really, really good direction. I think that they are playing where they should be playing. And I think I think you're looking at a Waterford victory this weekend as well against Clare.
I know Jerry Wallace did actually say that they put pride back in the Waterford Camogie jersey after only losing to Cork by that 3 points 2 weeks ago. I believe weather conditions were atrocious there. But look, it was certainly a good result for the Daisha women. They're 1-6-6 points the last day they play Clare, and Anya believes that it is going to be victory for Waterford. That has a 2 o'clock throw and we have no venue on it at the minute, and there's still no venue for Galway and Kilkenny as the Kittens travel to the Tribes women in what always do bring out fascinating games, and that's going to be our big game live on KCLR over the weekend with thanks to Callan Co-op. So thanks again once to James Fitzgerald and all the gang out there. Myself and Anya will be live from Galway at the weekend. But who's going to come away with victory?
I probably have never been as excited for a game. I think this really is going to be the game that's going to show us where Kilkenny are at. I know that we had a really, really good performance against Cork. We unfortunately didn't get the result. You know, they got a good win over Clare as well, but I always feel like Galway bring out the best in Kilkenny.
Actually, both teams bring out the best in one another.
It's just because it comes down to just pure and utter hurling, and that's what you want to see. Like, you want to see like good camogie being played, and I think these two teams definitely, they're well able to do it. I have a feeling Kilkenny will come out with a victory in this, but I'm really excited to see, first of all, what kind of a team is going to be put out. We've seen Aoife Prendergast, she got a few minutes into the legs against Clare, contributed with a couple of points there as well. Will she get the start? Who knows what the case may be, but really excited to see it. There's a lot of work being done, there's a lot of changes being made, which is good to see because girls are getting game time. And you know what, Caoimhe Kerr Muirte is now back into the mix. Rumblings, she had been flying it. Be very interesting to see how she goes as well, or if she does get a run or whatever the case may be. But really excited for this game, and do think that Kilkenny will come out with a victory. There's a different kind of a buzz, there's a hype.
I won't say there's a big hype, but there's certainly a hype around, like, that,
yeah,
you know, has been missing maybe in a while. You know, to be fair, I mean, last year Peter Dow was a small little bit. The girls played very, very well. But, like, there's new manager in, there's renewed, I suppose, focus, optimism. Mm. You know, there's new girls coming into the setup as well.
But I think there's an awful lot of young girls coming in as well. And I think, like, you know, with every team, when a new manager comes in, everybody has to literally put their hand up and fight for that jersey. And I think that's what every player is doing as well at the moment. But that's just the general nature of a new manager for every team. And I think that's what's really, really important. And I think you can certainly see it. And there's a lot of girls putting up their hand there as well. And, you know, we've had some really good performances, like last, you know, against Clare. Like, Katie Byrne is absolutely outstanding. That was her first start, you know, with Kilkenny. Ciara Ryan from Clare, I thought she had an outstanding game as well.
Again, we're not talking to Chapman. He won't be listening into us this week anyway, because he'll be preparing. Do you think those two girls are going to start the weekend?
I definitely can see Katie Byrne starting. Like, Ciara Ryan, for me, she did absolutely nothing wrong. I thought her work rate was absolutely phenomenal. It's hard to know. I think Aoife Prendergast could potentially get a start this week.
Oh yeah.
Do you know? Well,
I mean, realistically,
I'm not saying it's Ciara who's going to be replaced.
No, I know that, yeah.
But I do think Aoife Prendergast will probably be coming in for a start this weekend.
I believe Grace is back doing a bit of training as well, which is great to see. Maybe it might be a little bit early for her to see her coming in.
Yeah, it's no harm giving her a rest, to be honest with you. It's no harm. Yeah, like, it'll be interesting. It'll be very interesting to see.
Well, it certainly will. As we say, myself and Anya will be there with the big game live on Saturday from 2 o'clock. Wherever that is going to be played, we will be there. Long journey ahead of us, but it doesn't matter because we love our camogie, and we certainly will be there. I was going to say, strange, I was just looking here because Cork have a double header of home games at the weekend. The 1A game is actually first at 12 o'clock in Parky Rean, and the other game with the Division 2 is actually in the Cork Camogie grounds at 2 o'clock against Clare.
Sorry, say that to me again?
I'm right. Cork and Clare are playing in the 2B this weekend, and that game is at 2 o'clock in the Cork Camogie grounds.
Yeah.
And the Division 1A game is in Parky Rean between Cork and Tipperary, and that's at 12 o'clock.
12 o'clock.
I wonder if that has anything to do with the hurling, because if I'm not mistaken, isn't Limerick and Tipperary playing this weekend in Parky Caoimhe, because both Semple and the Gaelic grounds are actually out of action because they're getting repair works done? If I'm not mistaken, isn't that on this weekend coming? I think.
But it's also nice to see that one game is at 12 and the other game is at 2, so it allows people to actually go to the games,
and it gives Tipperary a chance. But obviously Tipperary is coming to Nolan Park for their 2B game against Kilkenny at the weekend. But that is the very league games, and you'll get all of those details available on the Camogie Association website, camogie.ie. The tables are all there and updated. Great system now that we're able to see them all, the venues, the fixtures, everything is kept up to date. And fair play to Caroline for keeping it all up to date as well, doing Trojan work up there along with all the rest of the Camogie staff. The minor matches obviously are going to take place this weekend as well, with the Shield games coming up. That is 19:35. So that's actually on Saturday. It's on Saturday evening. Well, then it's not on Sunday. Don't know them. Can't answer the question. Minor matches coming along. We have, I'm going to run down through them as I have them here. So Minor A Shield is Wexford and Derry. That's taking place in TU Dublin in Grange Gormans. 1:30 throw in there. Tyrone and Mayo is in a Tyrone venue to be confirmed. 2:00 Antrim and Kilkenny. In the Minor A All-Ireland Series, Tyrone and Mayo, by the way, is Minor C. Where are we? 2:00 Antrim venue. Minor A, Galway Tipperary, 2:00 in a Galway venue. Minor A, Cork and Waterford, 2:00 in a Cork venue. Minor B, Kildare versus Kerry. I'm assuming that's going to be a Kildare venue. 2:00 throw-in. Minor B Championship, Down versus Carlow. Carlow on the trek again, with our good friend up there, Paul O'Neill of Antrim. He's going to be refereeing that one. Minor B Series Meath and Armagh. That's in Trim with Ronan Carroll, Dublin man. Actually, funny enough, I met Ronan a couple of years ago when I was involved with Leinster Council Force back out in Brussels at the European Championships, and he was actually one of the referees that was out there. So he's decided to come back home as well, and he's now part of the Leinster panel as well. So Ronan is the man in the middle for that one. All-Ireland Minor C is Cavan and Wicklow. Dublin man Jason Buckley is in the middle for that one. That has a 2:00 throw-in. Minor A Shield, Dublin and Laois. Battle of the two Leinster counties there. 2:00 in a Dublin venue. Also in the Minor A Shield is Limerick and Roscommon. Corkman Colin McAllister is in the middle for that one. That's in a Limerick venue. And also in the Minor A Shield in St. Rhina's GAA in Banagher, it's Offaly against Clare, and Carlow man Shane Foley is going to be in the middle there. We didn't get to chat about Kilkenny and Antrim in the minor because we were swapping from Billy to Jack with the matches and that. How do you think that the minors are going to go in round two? Obviously disappointment in the first round, but can they get back onto winning ways?
Yeah, I think so. I think, you know, when you look at this crop of players, like, there's some really, really good players on this minor panel. You know, a couple of them would have literally just won in All-Ireland with Loretto the last couple of, like, last weekend. You know, you've some of them with the experience of coming through from Dixborough, winning an All-Ireland club final. So there's plenty of experience, plenty of talent there as well. And I think so. I think, listen, coming out of Leinster, it's very easy to maybe misjudge, if that makes sense. Like, sometimes I feel like we could do with a bit more competitiveness in Leinster, if I'm being completely honest.
Unfortunately, you know, and some of the teams are putting in great work.
Absolutely,
you know,
brilliant.
I mean, I've said it when I was doing even the presentation of the minors. We need the likes of Offaly's, we need the likes of Dublin's to be up at the top of it. We need Wexford to be up at the top of it and competing at the higher level. And at the minute, you know, they just need to I won't read that out yet because that's coming in, and I don't want to get in trouble for that. But if that is the case, it would be a very good, that's after scrolling up on you. Sorry, I got distracted on that one, to the venue, by the way, for the Galway match at the weekend. But yeah, we need teams to be competing more, competing at the top level. And they are trying, but there is a bit of a gap there at the minute between the tier one counties, and that's even going from Kilkenny, Wexford, Dublin's, etc. We just need to get them back up.
There is, yeah, there certainly is. But, like, you know what? Nonetheless, I do think that Kilkenny can certainly go to Antrim and get a victory. I think, you know, as David said there, they've certainly learnt an awful lot from that match against Tipperary. They have the players, they have they have the opportunity. It's only the first game. Let's not panic. I do think that if they can get a result against Antrim, I think that'll kind of be the stepping stone to push them on to the rest of.
Once they're in the top four, like, you don't
exactly,
when it comes to the group stages, and okay, it would be great to have top spot, and I mean maybe they're seeded
sometimes
at one
a bit
play
of
four. Of course there is.
Yeah, sometimes a bit of pressure when you top spot, because you kind of like, is it a case of like you win all your games and then everybody's kind of eyeing you, and then
but then there's nearly a false sense of security, because I can't say for definite, I haven't got the structure in front of me, but if it is seeded that one play four and two play three, the team that finishes on top and they're playing a team that's in fourth place, well, that could be a false sense of security, thinking to themselves, well,
absolutely,
I won all my matches, I topped the group, I'm going to win this game, and that mightn't be the case.
No, certainly not. Like, and I think, listen, all we can do is just Kilkenny keep doing what they're doing, keep going the right direction, and listen, I'm sure we'll get a victory out of Antrim.
Well, someone that did go in the right direction over the weekend was the AIB All-Star Awards that took place over the weekend. The team was obviously announced, and I mean, let's be honest, could it get any better for Dixborough? Winning the county title, winning the Leinster title at their second attempt, winning the All-Ireland final on their first attempt, and then coming away with 8 All-Stars.
Yeah, brilliant.
Kirsty Maher in goal, congrats. Jane Cass, number 2, congrats. Katie Byrne in the other corner, we were just talking about her, congrats. 2 out of the 3, the full back line getting All-Stars, and the goalkeeper as well, just says how good the backs were playing. Ciara Phelan at Dixborough at wing back, congrats. Ava O'Gorman in the middle of the field, again, congrats to Ava. 2 in the half forward line, Asha McCarty and Amy Clifford.
Yeah, brilliant. Brilliant, really, really good.
Couldn't really complain. I mean, you probably could have picked the hole at the half forward line there and put Dixborough players in it, and one player in the full forward line, Aoife Prendergast. I have to say, there's a couple on Dixborough that were unlucky to lose out, but definitely one more in the forward line there as well that you could put a case forward for. Okay, good woman, my producer is giving me here. So, no, it doesn't actually say, it just says top four into the semi-finals, and it doesn't give... Oh, wait now, sorry, it's... don't mind me now for a second. Quarter finals, back matches, semi finals, and it doesn't actually say it. Okay, so we're grand. Sorry for cutting across you there, Arnie, but yeah, Aoife Prendergast getting the spot in the other full forward line, and to top it all off,
Player of the Year.
I mean, what more can we say about this girl?
Yeah, do you know what? Absolutely brilliant. She's just a real leader and a real role model for, you know, the club, for Kilkenny. She's so passionate about it as well. And like, you know, everything she's doing, like she's doing it the right way. And she's so modest as well in how she goes about her business. But yeah, absolutely. She was outstanding.
A born leader.
Yeah, absolutely. And we've been talking about this for so long about her. She really, really is. It's like when she starts talking, everyone else kind of stops and just listens to her. But certainly I think that all the girls that got an All-Star richly deserved. Listen, the whole team deserved something, but I think just the accolade alone for those girls, it's absolutely brilliant, and absolutely delighted for Aoife, delighted for everyone from Dixborough. I've seen some lovely pictures with their families.
Unbelievable. The only thing I was mad about was that I didn't get the invite to it. It would have been nice to, you know, celebrate with the girls as well. I suppose on saying that, to complete the full lineup with AIB, Laura Ward of Sarsfields of Galway picked up the full back line, number 5 and number 6 Tara Kenny and Maria Cooney from Sarsfields in Galway picked up those two awards. Sarah Spellman from Sarsfields in Galway picked up the other midfielder. I have to say Sarsfields in Galway, because there's two Sarsfields, there's one in Cork, and one of those players in Cork, in Lucy Allen, actually picked up one of the wing forward positions. Siobhan McGrath from Sarsfields of Galway picked up the full forward, and the only other player outside of that was Catherine Dobbin of Lochiel Shamrocks. She picked up the final All-Star award for corner forward, but 8 awards going to Dixborough, and as Anya said, a born leader and player of the year in Aoife Prendergast. Fantastic. And she was, of course, named as joint captain for Kilkenny last weekend, before, or 2 weekends ago I should say, beforehand. So it's all good, you know. Well, all good. We still have returning players to come. We have a mixture of youth. We have a mixture of experience. We're on the road again, Anya. I'd like to get that. We're on the road again and start going off. And you're not on the road again, though, this time. I mean, we're without the producer this week. I mean, what are we going to do with the soup? I'll have to make the soup this week.
I'm sure everything will run a lot more smoothly.
I can see the clipboard.
If you want to make the soup before, I can collect it off you.
I can see the clipboard and the pens getting thrown out of the bag. Oh, there's a face. Oh, Jeannie Mac.
I'm only messing with you, Lil. Sure, we'd be lost without you. We'll need a sat nav to get up there.
Truly.
Well, actually, that's payback for the hardship that I got in coming in the door
exactly,
earlier on now this evening here.
Exactly.
So, that's it. We've had wished. Wait, no, one sec. Go on.
Unfortunately, Anya, I won't have time to make the soup before I go on Saturday morning because I have to be in Crow Park for a meeting at 9 o'clock. Other than that,
tell us what the meeting is anyway.
It's
you're allowed.
Safeguarding tutors meeting. I also tutor safeguarding for GAA and Camogie for those who may not be aware. So I have to attend a tutor safeguarding meeting in Crow Park on Saturday.
Fantastic.
I tell you what, we'll give you updates.
Yeah. I'm hoping it'll be finished that I can hear you on the KCLR app on the way down in the car.
Actually, you could put in a little ear pod in your ear and be listening away to us, and when they score a goal then in the middle of Crow Park and the tutor, she'll just let a big yelp out of her and yes.
Funny,
sorry,
I had thought of that, to put the ear pods in the bag before I go.
A busy weekend ahead. Well, good luck with it anyway, because that's safeguarding tutoring is obviously very important as well. Anya, it has been a pleasure as always in your company here this evening. We look forward to a busy weekend of sport ahead. The seniors are out the weekend. The intermediates are out the weekend. The minors are out the weekend. And we've 216 teams out the weekend. How are we going to fit it all in next week? You'll just have to find out on Come On Kind, because we will be back as usual. We may be a day late because we may have to extend the show next week to a longer slot, but we'll have to wait and see. Thanks as always to Ken Maguire in the background, who deals with sound and everything when it comes to the recording of this and putting it all together, to Lillian here in studio, to my co-host Anya Fahey as well, and to you, our valued listeners out there. But we would like a bit more engagement from yourselves. Like, please do get in contact. There is an email address, comeonkind@kclr96fm.com. You can check that email address out. You can also get all of the episodes that we have done right from day dot. From the word go back, if you're sick at home in bed and you want to listen to a bit of waffling going on and there's nothing else going, well, all those are there on wherever you get your podcast, usually from Spotify, Apple Play or Apple Podcast or whatever it is at this stage. They're there and listening, but please do get in contact with us. You can also do that through scoreline.ie, because all of the episodes go up there every week, and the email address is also there as well. And we now also have a Facebook page that if you want to get in contact with us or send us a message, you can do so, because we'd love to hear from you, especially clubs. Any events going on, you want to get a bit more promotion out of it, or if you're having tournaments on and maybe you'd like to put a shout out for some Kilkenny teams or Carlo teams or even Waterford teams, because there's people down there listen to us, as well as Roscommon. They listen to us in Tyrone. They listen to us in Antrim. They even listen to us in Belgium. Why not? Anya's telling me she's hungry. She's going home for the dinner. That is about it from myself and Anya here in the KCLR studios. It's goodbye from us all.
Good luck.
This is Come On Kind with Martin Quilty and Anya Fahey.